BC is among only two provinces in Canada who retain and attract more young skilled workers than they lose, but Alberta tops BC by a double-digit margin. That is the finding of a new study from Statistics Canada that compares the place of work with the place where young skilled workers received their post-secondary education. It shows that BC had 7% more young skilled workers in 2019 than its initial base of those who completed post-secondary education in BC between 2010 to 2017. That puts BC second to Alberta, with 22%. Canada's three territories also gained more young skilled workers than they lost. All other provinces lost more skilled youth than they gained. Canada's three Atlantic provinces and Newfoundland and Labrador recorded the largest brain drain, ranging from 25% to Prince Edward Island to 10% in Nova Scotia. New Brunswick and Newfoundland and Labrador were at 17% each. Ontario and Quebec recorded a net loss of 2% each, while Saskatchewan and Manitoba recorded a net loss of 8 and 7% respectively. Related: construction industry fears drain as workers flee high cost of life in BC. The study also looked at which types of post-secondary graduates provinces attracted and lost. It found BC was the largest net gainer of medical degree graduates with 30%. Ontario was the other net gainer of medical graduates with 2%. Alberta came out even. British Columbia also net gained the most PhDs with 40%, followed by Alberta with 30%. All other provinces minus Nova Scotia, plus 1%, lost PhDs. Generally, BC was a net gainer across all surveyed fields, but Alberta topped BC in all categories, often by double-digit margins. BC was most competitive in the category of science, technology, engineering, mathematics, other, which includes the field of biology. The study matters for two reasons. First, education is within provincial or territorial jurisdiction and understanding how many young skilled people are lost or gained because of migration patterns can inform policy decisions. Second, the study broadly points to the attractiveness of provinces, and it appears against the backdrop of growing concerns about the attractiveness of BC in the face of housing availability, inflation, and public safety. New findings from Statistics Canada that show more people left than arrived in BC in 2023 for the first time in more than a decade, 2012, with net interprovincial migration reaching -8,624. While 59,370 Canadians moved to BC in 2023, 67,994 left BC in 2023, with 55% of them leaving for Alberta. But BC's population continues to grow thanks to international migration, with BC's population having reached 5.6 million at the end of 2023.